want to be mysif to what we were discussing yesterday. The Rav Moshe and the Tshuva and Chelik Yerdei Chelik Alsem Kufayin Teh. So there the question was, if you should put the mezuzah on a rented house within 30 days, vim levarach, whether to make bracha, oy lechakos, alachish leishim, or to wait until after 30 days. That was Marav Tashad that he was discussing over here. And he starts off with the Peschit Tshuva, Mashem Dei Shavram, the Rashi, lachmer, v'gam levarach, kodim la'amid yayim. It brings the Nachas Tzvi which is the Pesachei Tshuva, just in the back, more like Tshuva style, more than Pesachei Tshuva style. It brings the Nachas Tzvi that Nishav Tzarch in, Yula Yosef Tov Lachkos Ad Sheyischayev. Lani is Daiti Vadei Roy Lachman Bedir Shadaita Lekvius. If you plan on living there, then you should put it up right away. Lekvay Miyad. He brings the Chavz Das, the Nesivis, in his Siddur, Derech HaChaim, that says, Shechayim Miyad, O Mekori Me'ashach, Kedisa Shav Nachal Svi, L'chein Av Sheroi V'achrenim Cholkim Olof, Maroi L'ach, we had to put up right away. V'chein Noigin Ha'oilom B'dira Shesechrim B'kviyos, She'im Mechakin, that they don't wait, they put up right away. Rak B'dira Shesechrim B'countries, they might say, guys, but like bungalows, we are just renting for the summer, Ulay lachak yesh ulay lachakos mishum da'asim u'be'etzim aray. Afuch avim choshev lahashes yosim lam yoyim. The etzim dir is the aray. So over there, chazman she is damin lo she yosim toiv the fun of. Then chazor you always just leave. Therefore, maybe in those diris you putta before 30 days. And over there, but in a dir which is yidua for kviyas shmi machmer. U'be'etzim Rashi gam levarech. Ach im yer to lach kois ima bracha lach shleish ula yois adef. Vav she pata levarach baas yam mezuz da day te lach so. Le koi vay fan. La niz day te in shech ze bulay berach vashas fi usay. He goes on that prat. That's a tshuva, one tshuva. There's also a tshuvas marashak. You know, there's another needin over here, which Rav Moshe gets into in the next paragraph over here, which is tasav lemin asay. Now, as we find cases of tas lemin asay when it's missing in the mechayiv, I did the mitzvah before it became chayiv in the mitzvah. We said that before it became chayiv in the mitzvah, we said that it was missing a prat in the mitzvah itself, in the mechayiv of the mitzvah. But over here, we're dealing with what happens is there tas lemin asay in zman, right? So in Hilchos Tzitzis we found that you can make tzitzis at night, even though it's not Zman tzitzis. I make tzitzis at night, and it became kosher in the morning. So over there we said it's fine. Over here also, so I put them as, let's say I will be put, is there an issue of Taslim and Asi over here? So there's a Tshuvas Marashag, Chedek Beis Siman Ayidal, that's Mayrach on this. He actually starts off talking about sukkah, about lulav dalminim. If I picked up the dalminim before Alos Hashachar and I'm still holding it after Alos Hashachar, then he goes into tzitzis, tefillin, and mezuzah, and he discusses all different cases over there. Over he teich dvar quotes a prima gadim that wants to say this man is not a problem in taslim rasi. I'm renting a house which I'm chayv midraban to put on mezuzah. Then I bought the house. So now I'm a chuyv min ha-Torah. Do I need to take the mezuzahs down? So again, this may be totally in this chakira, if zman is a problem with taslim and asay or not. The mice of the minig oilim is that we do not take it down, and the Karen Oira says me first, that's not a problem with taslim and asay, when you bought the house. Okay, now a sif. Sif Yud Aleph, that's who we're holding. Sif Yud Aleph, so we learned one tonight over here, we were talking about that the room has to be a Dalet al Dalet. Yud Aleph. Eina Pesach Chayv Mezuzah Elam Yesh La Shtei Mezuzah. So this is the second tonight we're learning, that it has to have two doorposts. Gevoyim L'chal Bachas Asar Tfachim, high at least 10 Tfachim, U'mashkev Agabem, and then a doorpost on top. Afilu ein amezuzis me'etz me'avanim. achem, even if the mezuzahs are not made from a separate piece of wood or stone, raksha koisle abinyan ba'atzman hena mezuzahs, the koisle abinyan come out, and they are the mezuzahs, v'aleim tikra gam ken chayeves. There are those that are chaylik on this, but v'mein lebayis el mezuzah achas, if there is only one mezuzah, kigon shemitzade echad, over a koisle along kizeh, you have a picture? So this happens a lot of times in houses. That on one side there's no mezuzah at all. It's a wall going straight. And then on the other side comes in. So then it's a machlekes rishonim if it's chayav and mezuzah or not. So we say like this. Im hi mitzad small. If the side which comes in where the mezuzah is on the left side, tura. Im hi mitzad yamin. Yesh safik im chayav say loy. Yesh the kavod b'loy bracha. Or put it on after you put on a door which is chayev. Yivarech, he made the bracha on the chayev one. Yifte gamezais. Chayim b'chol makom sheyesh safek yaseh kein. It's eitzah for any time you have a safek to do it in the following way. This way. Okay. See if you beis. Yesh the beis mezuzahs. You have two doorposts. Ve'en le mashkev. Al sheyesh aleim kippa k'min keshes. It's a arch. I feel gam mezuzah is enloy. Asha kippa misagelas minaretz comes up from the ground. It's round. Im yesh begoyva yud tfachim. If it has 10 tfachim high, reichav dal tfachim chayv. Meaning that if before it starts to circle, so before it starts to round, you have straight up 10 tfachim rochav dalid. Then this doorway is mechayev and mezuzah. The question is where to put it. There's a safik and the taz, safik and the paiskim, where to put the mezuzah. Halacha l'maisa, you're going to put it a third down from where it comes up. So you can find some of the doorways where you'll see a mezuzah very low down because it comes up 10 tefachim, then it starts to round itself out. So you'll have the mezuzah like down here. Those stores that make one doorpost from the ground until the roof. The second mezuzah does not reach the roof. Right? It's like it goes, as the wall goes up and then goes out and then comes up. So they can store things on top there. Like a baidim. Mezuzah shikvoya ad hamashkev him min haknisa. Mezuzah. You put it on the right, on the doorpost. Ima mezuzah ketani him min hanichnas. Imi gvoya sarat fachim. Naisim mezuzah ba. Imi gvoya sarat fachim. Naisim memokim harochav. Okay, so the din about the doorpost and the mashkev. See if you'd gimel. Yesh oimer. The fila ain't dalas is the pesach. There are those shittas that hold even if there's no doors on the doorway. Chayv b'mezuzah. Yesh oimer d'vein and dafka delas. Others hold you need dafka delas. V'lechein lo yikves a mezuzah ad she yidle mekoydim is the delas. Therefore you should not put on the mezuzah until you put the doors on. V'lechein lo yikves v'achach yidle is the delas. Shen d'vein and tasa minasas. So this is a case where you're missing in the mechayv. On the tzad that you need a door, so when you put up the mezuzah before you put the door up, there's no mechayev over there. I made a chayev after if the mechayev came afterwards, not just missing in zman. Okay, now on this halacha we have the shach says, and what's considered a door? Let's say you have accordion doors or garage door which comes up and down, that's considered a door for these halachas. If you have a curtain, is that considered a door or not? That's a something in the paiskim. If it's considered a door or not, lemaisa, some say it's a suffix. The Sheva Levi held that's pasha, it's not a door. Okay, now the shach says over here as follows. He says, Vim kava kaidin pleisa das. Let's say I put it up before I put up the door. So now, and then after the round put up the door. So the, according to some shittas, I'm not yaitza, right? So in order to be yaitza both, like we saw in the kitzer, you should put up the door right away. First put up the door and then put up the zuzah. If you can't put up the door right away, so then either put it up without a bracha, put up without a bracha, or make a bracha on a different one and have this one in mind. Fine, that's the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Nesivis, from the Chavis Das, from his Siddur Derech Chaim. The Af L'Das HaPaiskim Shemein Dalas Patim Mezuzah. Even according to the Paiskim, they hold that if there's no door, you Patim Mezuzah. Im Kavik Shahaya Delas. What happens if I put it up when the door was up? Door was up. This happens, right? The door is up when you put up the Mezuzah. Then, for convenience reasons, I take the door off. Take the door off. Now I want to put the door back on. So you want to say that even according to those shittas, they need mezuzah, there's no problem with taslim and asi over here. That's what Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Derech Chaim. The Kiv Eger has an interesting problem over here, which you have to understand what his problem was with the Shach. Kiv Eger is bothered that the Shach says you should put it back up. The Shach that we quoted before, the Shach said that if you put it up before you put on the door, so he says, Lot says they shnei yidle ba adels miyad v'yikveno. Okay. Vim ef shalut lois miyad, so yikveno b'loi bracha. Or, o yivarach mitchil gam al chez v'yedai di gam al zu. Then the Shach says the follows. When I put up the door, what should I do when I put up the door? Take it off, take the mezuzah off, put it back up without a bracha. Or again, yivarach al cheres v'yedai tigam azu. So the Shach says you take it off, take the mezuzah off, and put it up without a bracha. So Kiv Eger says he doesn't understand why you should put up without a bracha. Because the afla is a sheet in the mitchila is a gamka chayav mezuzah, even according to sheet that you mechoy mezuzah, komakim near kim shenot la, miyachzevi kven tzarech levarech. You took it off, now you put it back up, you have to make a new bracha. Zula shenayma, unless we say that the shach has been mechavin to the sheetis apaiskim in hilchot tzitzis that we learned, pasha talis adait lach, so lo shemiyan. According to those sheets that hold, if you take your talus off to put it back on right away, in tzarech levarach eloi, right? Maybe he's referring to those sheets. V'hayna alkoch kim shedait elach so loiv shehevi kilu loy pasha klal. So then, according to that sheet, it could be also by mezuzah. If you take it off at das to put it back on, it's like you didn't take it off and you don't have to make a bracha. Darach Hashulchan. He writes, he brings down this whole halacha. Then he says, "Kedei lot says das rabam." I'm sorry. Chshiyid le dal says yitol mezuzah mekvius v'yachz v'ikva yisa. Kedei lot says das rabam. Right? The sheet that you have to have those drama. Umelu de brochi yef shel varcha lo shum pam kemuvin. Akaparim, there's a. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow. There's a truth on our tzvi on this Indian. In Erechaim Simon, Erechaim Gav Simon Yud Aleph. And then, Mitzvah, we'll move on further.